You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Pardon me, 2 o'clock. I'll get it right yet. On this Thursday, November 13th, 2025, it is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody, to the world headquarters of Civic Media at the intersection of State and Fairchild on a bit of an overcast day's hours.
A little bit, but it is a nice temperature.
It is a nice temperature indeed. Let's take a look at the old Sam Davidson street cam. Look at that beautiful fall day. The tree we've been watching here on State Street, Zommers, for those watching the stream, Facebook, YouTube, what used to be Twitter, the leaves are falling. They're finally letting go of its leaves. It's that time of year. Changes in the air.
Should make a time lapse of that tree on the Sam Davidson street cam for every day.
Absolutely. Beautiful day here in Madison, like Zomber said, fall. Fall is good. Hopefully, whatever you're doing across the state of Wisconsin, get out and enjoy the weather, by the way. Today, tomorrow, Saturday as well, going to be near 60 and then back into the 40s. So, if you have those few things outside that you didn't get done yet, winterize around the house, get them done this weekend.
Yeah, if you got to put up, you know, it's too early for Christmas lights, but we were talking to somebody the other day. You can put them up this weekend while it's warm. Just don't turn them on until after Thanksgiving, please.
Right. Exactly. Don't turn them on until, at least that's what I think. Wait till after Thanksgiving for the Christmas things. Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. Len in Madison checking in already on the old text line. America will feel very relieved when Trump's presidency has passed. I hope they'll remember to flush twice. Now, that's quite a way to start the show, Len. All right. Thank you very much for texting that in. Hope you join us here for the show coming up at hour two, a Wisconsin fun fact. Also coming up, what's worse today? And your phone calls. You, the listeners across Wisconsin, are our guests today. No scheduled guests for today. So call in, participate as we go throughout the show today, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Now, Zommers, I want to do my phone. Here it is. I've already talked to Zommers about this before the show. We may be having a special phone caller, Zommers.
We may. I hope so.
The chances are low, but hey, you never know.
But not zero.
But not zero. Lightning could strike. So, and many thanks to Tony Zimmerman, our great technician on the video side. Well, audio too. What would you say? IT?
Social media.
Thank you. Social media. Tony alerted me to this earlier this afternoon because Derek Van Orten, Republican in the 3rd Congressional District, tweeted at former Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg. Now, you may remember here a couple of days ago, Trump was trolling, as they say, Pete Buttigieg, former Secretary of Transportation under Joe Biden, said, quote, "We had a guy named Boot Edge Edge. They say it's best that way. Just say two edges, like off the edge of a cliff," which is where they were taking us, by the way. Trying to make fun of his name and then saying that Buttigieg didn't do anything, which, of course, we know in the Biden administration that Pete Buttigieg probably got the most successful part of the Biden administration done, which was the infrastructure transportation bill. We were up at Superior last year when they announced the reconstruction, the funds for the reconstruction of the Blatnick Bridge from Superior to Duluth, Minnesota. And so Buttigieg sees this on Twitter and he tweets back and says, "Just getting dinner on the table for the kiddos. We'll deal with this later." To which Derek Van Orten says, "See you in lacrosse, pothole Pete." Which I thought
they were Scott holes.
Right. To which Buttigieg today tweets back and says, I'd be honored to join. Especially, I'd be honored for you to join, especially since it would be your first time actually facing your constituents in a town hall. Look forward to hearing you explain your votes to kick Wisconsinites off health care, raise premiums, increase electric bills, and add to the deficit. Now, I thought that was great. And so Tony said, in the internal chat, he said, Todd, Maggie, I hope one of you guys talk about this today. So I took to Twitter right away on Tony's advice, and I said, pull this up here. Hey, Secretary at Pete Buttigieg. You have to use the at sign to tag somebody on Twitter. Hey, Secretary Buttigieg, I'd be honored to help facilitate. I grew up on the third. Former Congressman Steve Gunderson was a mentor. We've invited Congressman Derek Van Orden on our daily statewide all-ball show for the Civic Media Radio Network to no avail. We'd love to host you, Chasten, that's his husband, and the kids in Wisconsin. Feel free to call into the show anytime between 2 and 4 Central Time, Monday through Friday. And I give the number 855-752-4842.
So again, low chance, but not zero.
Low chance that Secretary Buttigieg calls in, but not zero. How about that? So I think this is great that former Secretary Buttigieg is calling Derek Van Orden out and saying, hey, I'll come to Wisconsin. I'll go to lacrosse with you, because as we know, Derek Van Orden, other than going to planned events where he invites people in by invitation only, he hasn't held a true town hall in quite some time.
Well, he did a virtual one, I think, but he didn't really take questions, so it might as well have been an invite only.
Exactly right. On the other hand, Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan has gone out to the third. He represents the second here in the Madison area and the surrounding counties. But Mark Pocan has gone out to the third and held town halls for the public in the third. And has invited Derek Van Orden to join him, but Van Orden has repeatedly said no so far. So maybe it'll take Secretary Pete. Now, wouldn't that be something? We could set up out there in when we did a show at lacrosse on the banks of the Black River, right?
Yeah.
The backwaters of the Mississippi. We could do the show live from lacrosse. We could do it with Secretary Buttigieg, Congressman Van Orden, and that would be enlightening to people, I think.
The problem is, I think we would have to pre-record it or do it on a weekend or at night, because I don't trust Derek Van Orden to say things, not to say things that he
to remain FCC compliant.
Yeah, yes,
exactly. Steve in Milwaukee, listening on WMDX, says Van Orden is such a troll. Did he show up in Washington on his motorcycle, spouting BS about the shutdown? Yeah, well, he did. By the way, he claimed he couldn't get to D.C. on a plane, so he took his motorcycle out to D.C. And then Pocan pointed out that, you know, he gets a lot of mileage out of the deal. By driving there, Van Orden gets a lot more per diem that way. Scott Madison on WMDX says, have you seen the price of Christmas lights? If I put them up now, they're getting turned on. I have not seen the price. Well, I guess I was at Menards last weekend, bought a couple of Christmas lights with Mom. Everything's up, right, Summers?
Yeah.
I mean, prices are up, tough to, but yet Donald Trump remains. Everything's fine. Nothing to see here. What do you think about this? Should we have an on-location show with Pete Buttigieg and Derek Van Orden? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. 4842, or you can text us on the old Civic Media app. No better place to find us than the Civic Media app. Download it today to your Apple or Android device. Simply go to the App Store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. Cute little CM logo will come up, and then you can click on that. It takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. How many, this is Dana in La Crosse, listening on WLCX up there along the banks of the Mississippi River. This is great. Oh, Dana is in La Crosse. All right. Says, how many Republican politicians, if they found Trump having sex with their 13-year-old daughter or granddaughter and Trump ordered them to, quote, get out and close the door, would apologize and immediately leave? I guarantee you the number is zero.
Or is not zero.
Or is not zero. Thank you. I got to get those new glasses. That, of course, is referencing these Epstein files, which, of course, we talked about this as it broke yesterday during our show. And now overnight, more of these emails are coming out. And they're just, they're ridiculously disgusting. And, of course, we have to preface it by saying all of this is alleged, quote unquote. But I think anybody with a Wisconsinite brain would look at what we do know so far, the evidence that we do know, and say pretty unlikely that Donald Trump was not involved in some of these worse things. What else do you have, Zomers, for us? You said you could summarize something?
No, that was that text.
All right, very good. Cindy in Appleton listening on WISS out of beautiful Oshkosh by gosh. Cindy says, yes, have the town hall. With Derek Van Orden and Pete Buttigieg. All right.
If he does call today, we'll ask him.
Wouldn't that be great? Andrew, listening in Waukesha on WAUK, Waukesha, Milwaukee. I would love to hear that talk. Also, eggs are down a little bit. You know, we don't have extensive bird flu yet this year. That's right. But I'll give, you know, I'm not sure that Donald Trump has anything to do with lower egg prices. But that's, I know Jay and Matt Nair and Greg Bach are friends over on Matt Nair and Air. They've talked about this, that eggs are down a little bit. But as the caller listener points out, largely because the avian bird flu is over. Meanwhile, beef prices are soaring and Donald Trump wants to flood the market with Argentinian beef.
Seems like a very good way to support the farmers that he allegedly loves.
Right. Andrew, listening on WAUK in Waukesha.
You just read that.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what I am today? You know what I am?
Discombobulated?
That's exactly the word. We need our old friend Dan Schaefer here for the recombobulation area to help us recombobulate. What do you think? Should Todd and host a town hall in La Crosse for former Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg and Republican Wisconsin Congressman of the 3rd District, Derek Van Orden, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We'll see if we can get this together. On the banks of the... Now, should we do it during the wintertime? I have heaters.
That is true. And you got your heated jacket.
I have my heated vest from the old Birkebeiner.
But does Pete...
I'm sure Pete, because he's an outdoors guy. He's an Army veteran, for goodness sake. Has been deployed overseas in war zones, commanded troops. Pete Buttigieg knows what to do outside.
I forgot about that for a moment. Yeah, I have no doubt that he'd be prepared.
He would absolutely be prepared. He is the one guest that I've wanted to get on the show for quite a while. Pete Buttigieg. We tried to get him on during the Democratic National Convention last year, but he's a busy guy.
There was a lot going on.
Chris in Blue River, host of Saturdays with Simo. Tune him in every Saturday afternoon on WRCO in Richland Center, the old home station. If you're not in the Southwest Wisconsin, you can dial him up via the Civic Media app, which we mentioned before. Simply open it up, go down to WRCO, click on that every Saturday afternoon. Better music and a better host you will not find. Chris in Blue River says, yes, effing yes, have Buttigieg and Derek Van Orden in La Crosse. All right, come on back. More after this, we'll talk about Lindsey Graham says, heck yeah, he's taking $1 million. We'll explain after this. It's the All Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Sing it, everybody. Ring, ring, banana phone. Ring, 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 dong, ding, dong, ding. Banana phone. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 23 now, past the hour of 2 o'clock. Aaron Zomer is doing yeoman's work on the board, as he always does. Nobody better in the business If you're going to get yourself a, here's a little piece of advice. And I'm not into giving advice out too often. If you're fortunate enough to get yourself a radio program and you want to be successful, make sure you have a producer like the one, the only Aaron Zommers. Nobody does it better. Nobody knows how to make it sound better. Nobody knows how to make a silk purse out of a pig's ear host better than Aaron Zommers.
Look, I'm just doing my best behind the board here. I'm just no different than what you're doing.
You're the one that found that song. Was it you or Jeff Perry?
That was me with Banana Phone. And I'm just playing it here because I'm trying to manifest Pete Buttigieg calling in on the
phone. We have a caller. Maybe
it's not him.
Well, it's probably somebody equally as good. The question we posed today up front here, because Derek Van Orten is Republican congressman of the 3rd Congressional District, is trolling former Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg about coming to Wisconsin and saying that he called him Pothole Pete. And of course, one of the most successful parts of the Biden administration was the infrastructure bill, right? And so, you know, how can you call him Pothole Pete right here in Wisconsin? Billion dollars, I think, to replace the Blatnik Bridge in Superior. And so Pete Buttigieg on Twitter said, sure, I'll come out to La Crosse, Congressman Van Orden. It'll probably be the first time that people have seen you in a town hall, which is true. And so I said, hey, we'll be happy to facilitate this. And we invited former Secretary Buttigieg to give us a call. We sent him the number. We'll see. If you'd like to call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, help us to make this happen. Bring Pete Buttigieg and Derek Van Orten together in La Crosse. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Rick, listening in Waukesha on WAUK, Milwaukee, Waukesha. Rick, you want to talk a little bit about food prices? We talked, yes, egg prices are down a little bit, but boy, I was just at the grocery store last weekend with Mom, helping her get ready for Thanksgiving, and boy, food prices are definitely up. What say you?
Well, I got some old friends that were veterans during Vietnam, and they used to say that, you know, at the military bases, you could get your can of beer right out of the soda machine.
Really? And, I did not know
I'm
that.
I'm wondering, because Mitch McConaughey is
Mitch
complaining.
McConnell?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something that was Mitch McConaughey? But go ahead.
Yeah, well, he's complaining, you know, and down south there about the situation there. And, you know, all of the grains mostly come from the Midwest. Those prices are up.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Rick. Thank you so very much. No, it's all connected, right, with our ag producers and whatnot. Tammy, listening in Virginia, for goodness sake. Thank you, Tammy, for listening in Virginia on WMDX. Says, I would fly home from Virginia to see this matchup. Now, there, that's great. Now, Tammy, if this happens, Buttigieg, Van Orden, and Todd in La Crosse, come on, it'll be a spectacle.
We'll let you know.
It'd be fantastic. Dana, speaking of back in Dana in La Crosse, WLX, what is it? LCX, thank you. Van Orden will simply not agree to do so. It is in their DNA to be completely oppositional to any Democrat. You're probably right, Dana. But hey, as Jesse Jackson said at the 1988 Democratic National Convention, keep hope alive. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Dick in Madison on WMDX. Dick, what say you?
Well, this is really rich coming from him. First of all, these are the people, Todd, that vote against things like that, infrastructure stuff, and then they'll run out for a photo op and say, oh, I had something to do with it. You know, this is really something. And I mentioned this morning on your early morning show. I'm going to tell you exactly when we'll get health care under Donald Trump. Remember how he said, oh, infrastructure's terrible. Our airports are crumbling. First term did nothing. Same thing with healthcare. Give you Cadillac healthcare.
Right.
Did nothing. Okay, here's when we're going to get it. When he and his family figure out how to profit off it. That's when we'll get it.
That's a great point, Dick. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much, Dick and Madison, MDX. Because one of the, and I didn't read them all, believe me, one of the highlighted texts from that were released yesterday in these Epstein files, conversations with Epstein and other people, somebody said, what is it with this? This wasn't during Trump's first term as president. Like, this guy's going crazy or whatever. And Epstein says to this person in this text, says, it's very easy to understand Donald Trump. He has to get something out of it. That's it. Like, all he cares about, as long as he gets something out of it, as long as something, you know, it's something for him, then we're good. So, I mean, I think that's one thing you can glean out of all these Epstein texts that's, I don't know if it's useful or not, but it's insightful, certainly. It's something we've known, like, most of us, I think, for a long time. But to hear someone who really knew Donald Trump say that.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Is it something we could all surmise, but hearing somebody who was so close with him say it.
Yeah. Brett in Brown Deer on WAUK. Brett says, when I was in Wisconsin National Guard, we had a soda machine we took to Fort McCoy filled with beer, 50 cents each. Look at that. Rick, you were right. How about that? I love it. All right, come on back. A little farm news. Pam Yonke, Midwest Farm Report, is next. We're going to play that cut for you. Lindsey Graham says, heck yeah, he's taking the money. It's the All-Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Thursday, November 12th, 2025. Zomer is on the board, always on cue with the music. I can't help those, Zomer. Every time I hear that song, it is a good song, but it was the theme song for The Apprentice.
Well, that's fitting for this topic.
Right, exactly right. So we talked about this yesterday with our friends Trygve Olsen of the Lincoln Project and Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Every morning from 6 until 9, by the way, on the Civic Media Radio Network. And also our friend Matt Flynn, attorney Matt Flynn, also a Navy veteran, two-time chair of the Democratic Party, and an author, Matthew J. Flynn. Check out all of his books wherever you buy your books. So, and I know Jane and Greg talked about this on their show yesterday and today as well. Tucked away into this little bill that ended the government shutdown. And by the way, it passed the House of Representatives last night and went to Donald Trump's desk and he signed it. So officially, technically, the government shutdown is over. But tucked away in this thing, a couple little nuggets, which we discussed yesterday, but I wanted to bring this back up. There is a provision that would pay out 8 Republican senators who say they were harmed when the FBI, during the Biden administration, investigated them for, you know, things like insurrection. Because you remember Ron Johnson tucked away the illegal false elector votes in his pocket and took him from Madison and took him out to D.C. and tried to get him to Mike Pence, vice president. And Pence said, no, we're not doing this. And Ron Johnson, I mean, he's admitted that he had them, but he said, well, just for a couple of minutes. And so, you know, the FBI was like, well, maybe we should investigate these people. And so they looked at their phone records, which is a completely legal thing to do, right? So they look at the phone, and now these 8 Republican senators are saying we should get up to, I guess, $1 million now. I thought it was 500,000. But I guess for each instance or something. And yesterday, it happened kind of during the show, so I didn't have a chance to talk about it. But in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article by Molly Beck, headline, Senator Ron Johnson has, quote, no plans, unquote, to use spending bill provisions to sue over the search of his phone records. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said he has no plans to take advantage of a provision in the new bill to reopen the federal government that allows senators to sue over justice officials obtaining their phone records during a January 6 probe. The provision was included in a new spending bill that the U.S. Senate passed on Monday. Johnson voted for the legislation and Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against it. Johnson told the Journal Sentinel, quote, he has no plans at this time, unquote, to sue the government if the bill becomes law, but did not close the door completely. Quote, if I did sue, it would only be for the purpose of using the courts to expose the corrupt weaponization of federal law enforcement by the Biden-Obama administrations, unquote.
Oh, I'm not going to do it, but if right. I did.
But if I did do it. But he would close the door completely. Now, on the other hand, Lindsey Grinder Graham out in Washington, D.C. yesterday was asked about this very thing. And if he plans to sue, here is Senator Lindsey Graham yesterday in D.C.
So that should be filing a lawsuit.
Oh, definitely. And if you think I'm going to sell this thing for $1 million, no. I want to make it so painful no one ever does this again.
Wow.
Strong words.
I want to make it so painful nobody ever. Hell, heck yeah. Oh, heck yeah. Lindsey Graham's going to take that money. He's going to get that cheese. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Mark in Prairie du Sac. Mark, always a pleasure. What say you?
Well, it's probably not a good idea for me to call because I really got to clamp on my FCC filter. I'm just so angry about this because these men and women were involved in a conspiracy against the voters of the United States of America. And I challenge Ron Johnson did this. He was toting around fake electors ballots. I mean, the people in Wisconsin admitted they created fake elector ballots. They signed an agreement. Yes, we did do it. We broke the law. They signed an agreement admitting they broke the law. There was no reason for them to create these fake elector ballots. There was no doubt of who won the election in 2020. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm going to call Lindsey Graham's office, and I will not have a FCC filter on when I call his office because he can pack his bags and go to purgatory for a few months.
I'm going to interrupt just for a second, Mark. Interrupt just for a second. Totally appreciate your passion, your anger, but unless Lindsey himself picks up the phone, would just caution you and caution our listeners, when you call legislative offices, you're going to get a staffer. I was once a staffer, and believe me, the staffers don't always go along with their bosses. So, you know, please don't verbally abuse the staffer.
And I probably won't do that. But I mean,
I know. But I wanted to say that because some people might take you literally. But go ahead.
In Ron Johnson's office, one of his staffers was one of the guys that was aiding and abetting this crime.
Really?
Is my understanding that it is just disgusting that these guys, and now they say, you know, they're picking on us. You know, they had to look for all this fraud. There was no fraud that went on. I can't say there was no fraud. There was no substantial fraud that would have affected the election results in 2020. And anybody who says otherwise is a liar. Donald Trump continues to press this lie, lying to the American people, stirring up passions that do not need to be stirred up. And it is just disgusting that the Republicans do not have the guts to call him out and say, no, we're not going to take this. We did wrong when we did this because, as a matter of fact, some of the fake electors said, yes, we did do something wrong, except for Bobby Smendel, who is here in the state of Wisconsin, who is, you know, beneath pond scum.
Right.
I scrape stuff off my boots that are worth more than Bobby Smendel.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Mark. Appreciate the passion. You bring up a lot of great history there. And I do think what Mark said is important in terms of we can't forget these things, right? It's important not to just gloss over that there was an attempt by people here in Wisconsin amongst my former party, the Republican Party, which I left in 2011, to overthrow the election. And the people that Mark mentioned were a part of it. And Ron Johnson was a part of it. He was willing. I mean, a U.S. senator, even somebody in your own party would say, all right, guys, gals, I understand you're upset about the loss here, but we have to think about what we're doing. But instead of that, Ron Johnson said, all right, I'll deliver him. I'll take him up there. I mean, I wouldn't be able to. I would probably get pulled aside by TSA if I was doing that because I'd be sweating so bad and so nervous they'd think I was, you know, a terrorist or something because I'd feel sick to my stomach. I would have never, I guess, at the end of the day, I would not have even taken the votes anyway. But I'm just saying, I don't know how someone can stand themselves willingly participating in trying to overthrow a presidential election like Ron Johnson allegedly did.
It's beyond the pale.
Yeah, it really is. Roger in Stevens Point, beautiful Stevens Point, listening on our great station, WFHR. Zomers turned 85 this year. No better folks in radio you will find than our great people at WFHR. Roger in Stevens Point says, I highly object to Lindsey Graham's, and other senators' money grab. The only harm he suffered was at his own choice because he pledged loyalty to Donald Trump. Well said. Appreciate the call, Roger. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What do you think about this? Not only senators like Lindsey Graham and Ron Johnson of Wisconsin getting up to a $500,000, well, I guess maybe up to $1 million now if you listen to Lindsey Graham payout, because they allegedly participated. There was clear evidence, at least in Ron Johnson's case, of participating in the basically overthrowing of the U.S. government to throw the U.S. election. Now add on to that, we touched on this yesterday, Jane and Greg did this morning as well. The other provision that was tucked away, the hemp, and I think I may have misspoken a little bit. I think maybe some one of our callers corrected me a little bit because this was all breaking and very fluid yesterday. I said that this provision essentially outlawed hemp production, like for rope and clothing, things like that. Maybe Zomers, you yourself said it goes a step further.
It does. It also includes any other hemp byproducts, which include, you know, all the ways that these producers have been using to get around the federal ban of marijuana by using Delta 8, Delta 9, right. THCA, although slightly different.
Like gummies.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like a THC gummy or CBD gummy, these things. You go to a place to get a, go to a spa, and you might use CBD oil in a body treatment, you know. 855. So this bill also essentially bans like 90-some% of all those products. And that was signed into law, and now it's going to be up to a year before it's enforced. So there's a year to try to correct it, but who knows if it will. 855-752-4842. We go to Eau Claire, WCFW The Tap, one of our favorite callers and listeners. We appreciate you, Gene in Eau Claire. Gene, what say you?
Well, I appreciate you guys. You do an outstanding job. So there's a mutual like there. I love it.
Appreciate it.
Well, really love it. So anyway, I just wanted to say something. I'm sorry I'm a little late here, but that gal darn Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. Oh, the money that these liars cost our state with hiring that fraudulent loser judge who wasn't in there anymore, and we know who he is.
Right.
And, you know, this is just ludicrous, and it ticks me off. So now you get paid for aiding and abetting a crime, and what a deal.
Yeah. Oh,
man, you know, how profitable is that? You know what, though? I can't wait till those gal-darn Epstein files come out when Mr. Holy himself, who puts his name on the gal-dang Bible and all the stuff he's done. I can't wait, guys. You have a great day, and thank you very much.
Appreciate you, Gene. We'll talk to you later. Gene and Eau Claire. On WCFW The Tap. Now, Gene, retired educator, there's somebody with passion who cares. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Bob in Madison, listening to WMDX. Bob, thanks for calling. What say you?
Hi, I love the show. You know, I was just trying to get some information, wondering if these were, if they're complaining about the phone calls on their private phones or government-issued phones, because government-issued phones, emails, they're public record. They aren't private. You have no expectation of privacy on those.
I believe, Bob, and Zomers can keep me honest, because Matt Flynn, who is an attorney, addressed this a bit yesterday in the show. I believe both were looked at, their government-issued and their private phones, which, according to Matt Flynn and other attorneys, is completely legal in this case. I mean, because this went through, this wasn't like the FBI just woke up and said, hey, let's tap somebody's phone. This went through all the proper legal channels, is my understanding.
Thank you. Appreciate the info.
Appreciate you listening, Bob. Thank you very much for taking the time to call in. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What do you think? about these two little provisions tucked into the old bill that was signed by Trump last night to end the government shutdown, which pays out Ron Johnson, Lindsey Graham, and six others up to $1 million. They're going to get that cheese. And it basically gets rid of cannabis byproducts, hemp, big industry in Wisconsin. But Lindsey, heck yeah, he's going to get that cheese. Come on back. It's the All Ball Show over Wisconsin's Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Across Wisconsin on a Thursday at 8 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock, it's the All Ball Show along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming up at 3 o'clock, little news, weather, and sports. Our great sports reporter Mike Clemens will be along with a sports update, and then a Wisconsin fun fact, which Zommers has quickly become my favorite segment of the show.
It's a quick little bit,
right?
That tells you something true,
right,
and makes you laugh.
Well, so for some people, what is he talking about?
But, makes me laugh.
Thank you, and it makes me laugh, and isn't that really the point? glad to have you along. So we'll have that, and also a what's worse for you today. And in hour number two, I want to play you something. I'm going to play you something that touched me, and I hope that we all think about. And it is a testimony. It was in front of a city council in the city of Oregon, or in a city in the state of Oregon, of a 16-year-old American kid, a Latino kid, who talked about what it's like living as an American who happens to be Latino in the state of Oregon right now with ICE. And I think it's just a good, a little tough to listen to, not too long, but it will make us, hopefully make all of us think a little bit, right? 855-752-4842 right now, getting your take, your opinions on these two little items that were snuck into this bill last night. Passed by the House after the Senate passed it a couple days before, signed by Trump, ends the government shutdown, but pays out Ron Johnson and guys like Lindsey Graham, these eight Republican senators who allegedly participated at some level in the attempted insurrection of January 6th, lets them get up to $1 million of taxpayer money. Also, the hemp industry, essentially gone after next year. Yeah, Summers.
The thing that disturbs me most about this is the eight Democrats who signed on to it. They are admitting that either A, they didn't do their jobs and didn't read it and weren't even, you know, didn't even take the time to run it through AI and say, what are the main points of this?
Yeah.
Just didn't read it at all. Or B, they're in on it.
Yeah.
Those are the only two options. Right.
I agree with that. 855-752-4842. Matt in Middleton on WMDX. Matt, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hey, Todd. Thanks for what you do. I think this is the authoritarian that often brings in people to break laws and do things that are wrong and most people don't want them to do. So when he's under pressure, he will then move to buy people off, circle support, have more and more people in his party commit crimes or do things that most people don't like so that they all become kind of glued together in their bad behavior. And I think that's what's happening. And we're going to probably see more of that as the walls close in on this regime.
Yeah. Appreciate the call. Great observation, Matt. Thank you very much. Matt in Middleton was on this morning with our friend Pat Kreitlow. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9. Our friend Joseph Pecky, Democratic strategist, the guy, in my opinion, that should have been voted in as the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. But hey, I'm not a Democrat, so I didn't get a vote. But Joe Zepecki was on this morning, and he was picking up kind of what Matt was saying there. And I think some people look at this and say, there may be a crack, if you will, in the support for Donald Trump amongst the Republican caucus, at least in Congress. I mean, you had people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, of all people, agreeing to sign on to this. Lauren Boebert, Nancy Mace. Boebert In case you didn't hear, this was reported by CNN, citing several sources of the White House. Apparently, according to CNN, Donald Trump and or his cabinet or his staff summoned Lauren Boebert, Republican congresswoman from Colorado, to the White House. But not just to the White House. They took her down to the Situation Room. That's right, the sit room, as it's known. This is where presidents go to be told the most secret of top secret things. They go down there to launch military operations, to talk with overseas people. It's soundproof. It's everything proof. The most private room maybe in the world. And they took Lauren Boebert down there to try to politically whip. That's what it's called when you try to change somebody's vote. It's called whipping their vote. I don't know why, but
like
it's not,
whip into shape.
Right. It's not like physical whipping, but at least I don't think. But they took Lauren Boebert down into the Situation Room to try to get her to change her vote on this, on signing on to the Epstein files or the release of the Epstein files, which she did not do. And so to the point there, the caller, and what Joseph Becky was saying today, this morning on Kreitler's show, that there may be some of these people, and Trigvy's talked about this on this show, about people who read the tea leaves in Washington, know where the winds are blowing. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is not a person that I politically agree with often at all, but she does have a certain good sense of political winds. And perhaps she's knowing where this is going to go. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to beautiful Detroit, Michigan. Andrew in Detroit, thanks for calling, my friend. What say you?
Hey, good afternoon. I heard, yeah, those two ladies were taken down to the Situation Room, and neither one of them gave in.
Yeah.
So that's very good news. I think what needs to happen, though, is that pundits, people like yourself, on the radio, on the internet, on the YouTube, we need to constantly bring these things out going forward into the midterms and going forward into the presidential election. But I'm hoping that our people that decide to run as candidates leave this stuff in the past and just talk about how they're going to fix our table issues, how they're going to fix our worker issues. So
Great call. I got up against the clock, Andrew, but you're right. Dems have to stand for something. They can't just be against everything. Great point. Hour number two, straight ahead.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.